Here we are, the second episode of 2025, Miss Parker, and here's Michael with.
Tatiana.
Hey, we hope that y'all 2025 has gotten off to a good year, and if it has not, yeah, let's work on it.
I was going to say, there clearly is still time.
But at the end of the day, you're going to have to put in something to get something out of it.
Yeah, you have to do a little something.
As I'm telling y'all, if y'all waiting on it to change for itself,
I don't want
to
hear them excuses.
Gee, you just going to be SOL. Get out of luck. All right, so thank y'all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast on a good Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. And guess what? You can always find us on your major platforms, Apple, Spotify, and also catch us on the YouTube channel, Watch for the Hook Brand. So we coming in today, we're going to be discussing how the American dream sometimes feel like a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah.
And the way it looks is that, you know, the way they presented it years ago, get a wife, get a house, get a family.
A spouse, yeah.
Yeah, spouse. A nice house with a white picket fence.
2.34 kids. No, I don't know if it was 0.34, but I think it was 0.5.
And a dog.
Yeah. I want to get out. A goldfish.
All that shit.
Yeah. I think goldfish are probably big in the 70s.
Yeah. What they don't tell y'all now is, that shit's fucking expensive.
It is.
I mean, and no, like real talk. It's expensive.
It is.
And
for some people, unattainable.
Yeah, that's the nightmare part.
Yeah.
That's where the dream turns into the nightmare, is when you want the American dream, but somehow the American dream don't want you.
None of that. And that sucks because that's, you know, that's the precedence that's been set. That's the standard that's been set. Like, that sucks to know that you're trying, you're clawing to get to that level. And it's really not attainable for some people.
Like, even like, just we talking about just regular people, just trying to have a regular life, live.
Average Joe.
Yeah, the average Joe. And now you come out and, like us, you want to be business owners on top of that?
Yeah.
Oh, you really asking for trouble.
Yeah, well, you signed up for it.
Yeah, oh, signed up for it, lock, stock, and barrel, as they said. And now you are knee-deep in bullshit.
Or debt.
That too. So a lot of things, even dealing with, like I tell people all the time, after you turn 18, your credit score, which is some of this shit these people made up well before us, to say that you may be dependable enough to pay back a loan, it's the most important number in your life.
Yeah, it's like a risk analysis.
See, you got to break that down for people. So what does risk analysis pertain to?
It's like the number, right? The 800, the 750, the 7, the thresholds determine your level of risk, right? Which equals your level of dependability, reliability, accountability, financial responsibility. It determines that level of risk. So when you start to add in all of those factors of what you own, what you're paying on, you know, what's revolving debt, what's a personal loan, what's secure, what's unsecured, all of those thrown into the pot equates to what your score is within a threshold or a band. And it lets people know quickly, 7 to 750, that person is average, so they're really not going to be high risk. They're pretty much going to pay their stuff on time.
Exactly. So when you even talk about like the revolving debt part, explain to the people, what does revolving debt even mean?
Have some credit cards. You have access to a certain amount, to a line of credit. You can use as much or as little of it, pay it off, and still able to access it. That's revolving debt.
So with that credit card stuff, remember predatory lending tactics that we're going to say financial institutions use has now been outlawed. I remember when I was at the University of Arkansas.
Educational institution. Yeah, getting targeted by a financial institution.
Exactly. You at a level of higher education. We try and go get your degrees and get your education on. And you got these people out there signing for this credit card for this pack of M&Ms and a t-shirt.
You won't let it go, will you?
No, because I tell people, I got into debt for $27.50.
But I got you out.
But that's how my debt started. See, my American dream was already a fucking nightmare.
It was
18.
It was ruined before the opportunity for it to start even happened.
And it took years before people had to fight those systems and basically just say, stay the fuck off our campus.
Like, stop coming up here right before spring break, knowing them kids need a new fit for the spring break, okay?
Because let's be honest, your level of financial education should grow as you get older.
It should.
So by the time you are of legal age to vote and drive, there are people attacking your credit history.
Already.
They're either trying to establish it and fuck it up at the same time, or they're trying to see, hey, if you get this car, you know, you really don't have to use it. But why give somebody something? Expect them to use
it. So I didn't have that happen to me.
So tell me about the PWI experience, how predatory lending didn't come after the PWI food.
I didn't have that. I didn't see it. I did not experience it. I wasn't walking.
Sitting outside the student union.
I was like, I wasn't walking through the calf or the student union, and I saw financial institutions throwing these quick, you know, apps at me for, you know, applications for a credit card. I'm not saying that it didn't happen, that they were never there. What I'm saying is, for all the times I strolled through the union, I never saw it.
You motherfucker lived out there while I was there.
I literally never, and I was there for full years and graduated, and I literally never saw it.
I'm going to put you on blast. My first credit card was Discover.
Oh, Lord.
And I discovered how you can fuck your shit up real quick. But see, even my mama even tried to tell me, don't you use that credit card. Don't you use it. Just use it for emergency.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, I had an emergency.
It was always an emergency. It was a critical situation.
Yeah, I emergently needed this new cell phone because my other one messed up.
No.
So that was like $250. My limit was only like $500.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you don't understand the complications of interest.
Yeah.
So I think I just paid $250 for the phone.
No.
No, it's $250 plus your annual interest fee, which is probably another $100 in a year.
Yeah.
And then it turned around and then you got to pay $30-some a month.
Yeah.
In finance charges. So my little $28 payment turned into $50.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. $50.
Because in your head, you done took $250 and divided it by six. Because you thinking, I'm going to pay this off in 6 months.
Yeah, I divided by 20.
Even worse.
24.
Even worse. But like for me, my experience with my first credit card, It was my dad. He was like, you get this. He had like a $300 limit on it. He was like, only use this when you need gas. At the end of the month, pay the gas off. And at that time, I only needed one tank a week. And I had a very small car. So it was like $20 a week, right?
That's when gas was good.
Right. Price. And I had a teeny tiny car, right? Like a clown car. But
Mirage wasn't
so, it? Hey, it got me where I needed to be. But I did that and I paid it off every month. I still have that line of credit because I did not abuse it.
See, that's crazy because you were taught by your dad, don't fuck this up.
Right.
My mama told me, don't fuck this up.
Right.
But I still went and fucked it up.
Right.
And then even more as I grew, I had the bad practice of not maxing out stuff.
Right.
But just not being as financially smart as I need to be.
But you know what? Even on like your credit report, there's a line that'll tell you the age of your oldest line of credit. And that also either adds value or detracts value from that whole pot that equates to your score. So my oldest line of credit is, I'm not going to date myself, but it's older than my oldest child by a couple of years, by half a decade.
Oh, so you were 25. Yeah, 25 with a 24-year credit line. Oh, what you saying? That what you telling people?
My little story is I still have it. And like the way it reads on my credit report is like, oh, that impacts your credit score in an excellent way, right?
Yeah, because you've kept it
clean. I kept it open, yeah.
Kept it open. And so even like for us, good segue. One of our lines of credit that me and Ms. Parker had jointly sent us a letter at the end of last year.
Oh, yeah,
and it basically said, hey, we are going our business and we taking that line of credit with us.
Right.
Now, we had been paid that line of credit
years, but we didn't close
it. Didn't close the account. So it was a good line of credit.
Yeah, it was
for us.
It was an increase in the amount of available credit to us.
But them suckers said, I guess ain't nobody using it enough, so we out.
We taking it, yeah. So now you're gonna deduct that from my available credit, which could potentially negatively impact your credit score.
Exactly. So the understanding credit, available credit, and credit scoring, it's a vicious circle.
But it's what determines if you can attain or if the American dream is unattainable. That's what's going to determine it.
Because they try to see if you a flight risk or not. They're right. Basically saying, these motherfuckers going to run out with the bag or not.
Yeah, if we lend X amount of dollars, are they going to repay it? No. If they don't repay it, then I'm going to have to go take it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to take it back as a lender, I'm not making anything off of it.
No.
Until I get rid of it again.
Remember, we talked about this a couple of episodes back. Go listen. Banks don't make money off you putting money in the bank.
Mm-mm.
They make money off lending your money out
right.
to somebody else
right.
and charging them an interest rate.
Yes.
And on top of that, if they lend out a lot of money, they're going to take their interest rate money first, which means you ain't paying on the principal amount until they get their interest money in the bank.
About 3 to 5 years.
See,
and then your principal, your principal year start 20 years.
Exactly. So then you still just now paying raw dollars onto the raw dollar
right.
you borrowed.
Right.
And so that's part of the American dream. A lot, and also the nightmare. People don't understand a lot of times what they're locking themselves into. Like when they say fixed rates, it's only fixed to the point where they say, nah, it's not fixed.
Right.
Because they can go back and change paperwork. Don't get it twisted.
Or they won't change it like mid that paperwork being live. They won't change it like you just wake up one day and it's like, oh, it changed. I thought it was fixed. No, it's never going to say fixed. It may say fixed for X amount of years, or it may say varies for X amount of years. So either way, it's only locked in for the time period. That's expressed that is locked in, and then it still could change after that time period and goes to variable.
And this is where questions come in to save people. And me and Ms. Parker tell people all the time, you are the customer. You have the right to ask them however many goddamn questions you
however many times you want to ask it. They better have a response every single time.
And if you don't get the answer you like, shit, ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're getting the answers you do not like, it might not be for you.
Exactly.
What they say, don't let you make a fool out of me.
Okay.
I ain't signed up for this clown show.
You ain't gonna run me through the gambit.
Because I'm telling you, these lenders are not out here to be your friends.
Nope.
They are out here to make money.
Yes.
People that offer like credit repair, they are out here to make money. And hopefully help you fix your credit.
Yeah. For a fee. Yeah.
But see, I got a credit repair lady right here. So yeah.
I know. Well, okay. So listen, if people were to just take a little bit of time, do a little bit of research.
It, say that word again.
Say the R word. Do a little bit of research.
Research.
Yeah. Then you may not have to visit credit repair. Agency, entity, organization, company that's going to charge you a fee. Then that fee is a dollar amount that could be going towards paying off some of that debt you owe.
Yeah. And this ain't hating on people that can credit repair. No. This is just trying to help educate, which is what 99% of this podcast is about. Trying to educate others to avoid the pitfalls that sometimes a lot of us fall into,
mm-hmm.
whether in business or in life. You know what I'm saying? We sitting up here like talking about credit, understanding credit,
uh-huh.
fixing credit. I'm not the fuck up your credit.
If you want that American dream.
But that bitch ain't free.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you. We are in we're in a state of this housing boom economy, however you want to say it. When people are out here, we in West Little Rock, Arkansas, they charging $400,000 for 1,800 square feet.
Makes me cough.
Child, they busting heads.
Like, what?
I ain't hating on no developer. I ain't hating on nobody. So
I'm not hating on the, I'm not hating on the people that at this point in time, clearly is the point in time that they can afford the American dream. I'm not hating on that. What I'm saying is,
he's saying that American dream is expensive.
That's a lot of dollars per square foot. Do the math. Do the math.
And even to figure out the square footage, the price per square foot.
Yeah.
You take your price that you're going to pay for whatever.
400,000.
Divided by however much your square footage is of the property you are trying to acquire.
1,800 square feet.
That would tell you the dollar amount per square foot. And the square foot is a 1 by 1.
Yes.
You take a 1 foot this way, for those who ain't seen me, I'm gonna flip it. And 1 foot that way. That is a square foot.
That's a lot of
now,
dollars.
If somebody gonna tell you I'm gonna charge you $181
yeah.
per one of these.
Oh, child. I'm in the wrong business.
Checkbook got to be fat.
I'm in the wrong business.
I'm just letting you know. Checkbook got to be fat.
Shut. I was like, say what?
That checkbook got to be checking, boo. Because that's busting heads.
My personal opinion or perspective, or however you want to say, is high. That's to me. Somebody else. Maybe pennies on a dollar.
But see, that's just even talking about the structure.
Yeah.
If you're in the real estate game, that's also what they call lot size.
Yeah.
See
yeah.
What I'm
yeah.
Saying?
Yeah.
So
you pay some different dollars for that lot.
Yeah. So your structure could be 1,800 square feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your lot could be 2,900.
That's true. That's true. Ain't nothing on it. Yeah. That 1,100 square feet. That's, so then, that's what you gotta mow.
Yeah. So then you gotta put in all that. I'm saying, like, the American yeah. dream isn't just a house, isn't just a structure.
You gotta landscape that.
The land that sits on it. Mm-hmm. It's the, like you say, the shrubbery, the bushes, the driveway, mm-hmm. it's all of that. And bitch,
no.
we're gonna keep reiterating this. It is not
mm-mm.
free, and it damn sure ain't
cheap.
And as this world keeps revolving. One thing we gonna figure out, it don't get cheaper.
No.
What they say, yesterday's price ain't today's price.
That's right.
They said it for a reason.
They meant it.
Because it went up since yesterday.
It did.
All the way up. You think it's a rap song? No.
No, it's the truth.
It's your bills.
It's the truth.
It's your goddamn bills that went all the way up.
It's your light bill.
Shit, just think about it. Our energy bill 3 years ago. Is it the same energy bill we got right
mm-mm.
now?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. It damn sure didn't go down, did it?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
It had to adjust my, but had to tweak my number.
Your water bill didn't go down either, did it?
No, it did.
Oh, okay.
Tweak those numbers.
In the American dream, you got to wash your ass, right?
I hope you do.
You got to put gas in your car.
Well, if you want to get from A to B.
Ain't nothing that went down.
Mm.
So I'm just.
Gas really has messed my budget up, okay?
Oh, that's right, because.
A challenge and Jack, I'd be like, who? No, 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 no. One tank a week. I ain't yeah. driving. I don't need it today.
Yeah. When you think about it, you're sitting up here and you're like, how do I obtain this dream that sounds like a financial nightmare? But this is the thing. There's people doing it every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somehow they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff we talk about, the first thing is, and we even said this other episodes, first way to make yourself look better is to make yourself look better on paper.
Absolutely.
Like Ms. Parker talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Fix your credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get rid of some of that revolving debt. Hey, check it out. What we learned is certain people are planning to go to the club on Saturdays. Certain people are planning for financial security on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which one of people
you
going to be?
Which one are you? Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, you can hit the club.
Blow your weekly budget. And that's not to say, you know. That's not, yeah. You can just blow a little bit of your budget. Or sometimes a lot of bit of your budget.
Not what they was.
They price-wise or taste-wise. Bunch of trash. Trash.
That's what we're saying. Like, you're going to have to figure out in this realm of understanding and trying to figure out the American dream. It's gonna take a little sacrifice. Take some
uh-huh.
cutting out.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna take you to tell yourself, man, you know something. I'm gonna have to put that back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tighten up.
Wherever putting what back is.
Yeah, you have to tighten up.
You have to put something back.
Mm-hmm. That could mean dining out once or twice less a week. You know, anything.
It means I got to cook.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, tighten up. Lace up your bootstraps.
Tighten up.
Yeah, that's it.
I told you to tighten up.
Yeah, lace up your bootstraps.
Park, I appreciate you. Coming in live for 2025, that's our saying. All the way live. L-I-V-E. Because live and five sound so much better together. Y'all see her face. She like, that's so corny.
Very.
But hey, it's going to work for us. You know why? It's be live. Y'all, I see how she looking at me.
Yeah.
Don't take us out, Miss Park.
Hey, tighten up. Tighten up today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tighten up today. Tighten up now.
Catch y'all next time.